Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. You're freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo!
imagine how that sounds to the Father when we say to Him, all I want is You.
All I want is You.
We live in a nation that seems to want to turn its back on God, but there's a people who are crying out and saying,
all I want is You.
I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God.
All I want.
Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need.
All I want is You, Lord.
You can seek after things but miss God, but if you seek after God, the things will come.
All I want. I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm desperate for You.
Even now you walk away. Even now you walk away.
want to encourage those who might be in this room. You might be listening. You might be watching. And you'll say, I know we can do it, but it seems like my time has passed. And I want to encourage you, because I was reading the Even Nows in Scripture. And I got to Martha, because her brother Lazarus had died. And he had been dead for 4 days. And Jesus shows up. And she says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But even now, I know that God will give you what you said. And I came to declare that I may look like your time has passed, but he can still do it. Even if it's a death situation, he can still do it. Even if it's a miracle past time, he can still do it. He can still do it. It's not too late. That's what we said.
Here comes the glory of the Lord, sweeping in. message all over this room.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and His blessed, sweet Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name, O God. Your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is worthy to be glorified. Your name is worthy to be honored. We thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us through the night. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us. We thank you for the breath that we breathe. We thank you for our family members, our children, grandchildren, spouses, nieces, nephews, oh God. We thank you for our siblings. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Lord, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of all kings. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to move in our midst this morning. In the name of Jesus, move in our hearts. Holy Spirit, move in our homes. Move in our lives. Perfect all that concerns us, Holy Spirit. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Spirit of the living God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, forgive us of all our sins. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within. We put on this morning the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We thank you, Lord. We bless you for the armor. We put the armor on our children, grandchildren, siblings, spouses, O God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. I want you this morning to please turn your Bibles with me to the book of John 11. John 11. And I'm going to read from the first verse. I want to find it in my King James. I love the King James Version. Hallelujah. And so let's see if we can read it from the New King James Version in the name of Jesus. You can follow along with your Bibles, John 11. Father, as I pray, as I read these words and I bring your word forth, let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me, let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and you are going there again." Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. If one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stop right here with this. The disciples asked Jesus, "Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and you are going there again? They want to kill you, and you are going there again? They want to hurt you, and you are going there again?" You see, Jesus, I want you to realize that Jesus only did what his Father told him to do. Jesus was obedient unto death. The Bible says, when he says, his meat is to do the will of the Father. So therefore, if he's going back to that area of Judea, the Father has sent him back to the area. And he's going back because he's not walking in fear. He's walking in the faith. You see, when God sends you to a certain place, you have that grace to go to that place regardless of what is happening. You have that grace. If God says go, he gave you the grace to go. What is in that package? There's a package. We always talk about the word grace, grace, grace. Hallelujah. An anointing of grace. Grace has a package of protection, of deliverance, of deliverance. That's a big package. And one of these days I will preach about the package. It's a word, but there's a package in that grace. God give you the grace to do what he has called you to do. Regardless whether your enemy is coming on the left or coming on the right or north or south or east or west, when you have an assignment from the Lord, he gave you the grace. As long as you move forward in that assignment with no fear, don't let the devil make you fearful. You see, the disciples, sometimes the very people that is very close to you, your family, your friends, your children, your spouse, whoever it is, because they do not have an understanding. Not that they mean any harm, but they do not have an understanding or revelation. So they're looking at things from the world perspective and not from a spiritual perspective. Who am I preaching to this morning? Am I preaching to myself? Because when people look at things from the perspective of the world, they will be afraid to move forward. But when they look at things from the spiritual realm, they will not be afraid to move forward, to do what God has called them to do. We walk by what? Faith, and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you, don't be afraid once that assignment, once that instruction is from God. Hallelujah. You must know that it is from God. And when you know and you're sure that it's from God, you know it's the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you follow that voice of the Lord. He gives you the grace. Grace is a covering. Where grace covers you, the blood of Jesus covers you. Where grace you come with, grace comes with angels. Angels will surround you, will protect you, will war on your behalf. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So you will even be in the middle of the fire. And you will not feel the heat and you will not get burned. If you don't believe me, look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had the grace to do their assignment, and therefore they could not be burned in that furnace. Hallelujah. They had the grace to do it. Daniel had the grace. Hallelujah. And therefore, he could not be eaten by the lions because he was within the will of God. When you're in the will of God, there is a grace that rests upon you for every assignment that the Lord will give you. So don't let Satan whisper in your ears and tell you, no, don't do this, don't do that. Once you hear from Almighty God, walk in his grace. Now, if you do these things on your own and you think it's from God, then the grace will not cover you. His grace will not be sufficient. That's why the Bible says his grace is sufficient for me. His grace will not be sufficient if you do things on your own. Sometimes things look like it's all right, as good as from God, but believe me, hallelujah, sometimes those things are not from God. Amen? It's not from God, and you think it's from God, it looks like God, and you have a struggle to do it, and you find yourself struggling because it's not really from God. That's why we have to know the voice of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we got to know the voice of God. Hallelujah. And if we do not know that voice, we can be taken into, we can get into some mess. Hallelujah. Every assignment comes with grace. That's why everybody is giving your gift with a measure of grace. Your gift has a grace. Everybody has an assignment. When you look at your body, your physical body, if they cut your toes off, your pinky, your last two toes, there will not be a balance, because those, as small as it is, it balances you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So every part of the body of Christ is important for the body of Christ to function. Every part is very important. And that's why God will give, God, like for example, God gave, I'm just giving an example, your GI system has a grace to perform. It has to perform the way God ordained it to perform. Hallelujah. Grace for the physical body to even work the way it's working. There's a physical grace that has been released on the body, our physical body. Hallelujah. And that grace comes from the Almighty God. Grace is so important when it comes to your assignment. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So sometimes I want you to not to pay attention to some of the things that are going on. Keep your eyes, your focus on Jesus. Hallelujah. His grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go through this so you can get a better understanding. Let's look at the book of Kings, 2 Kings, verse 8. Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officer, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place because the Arameans are going down there. So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elijah warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded, tell me which of you is on the side of the king of Israel. None of us, my lord, the king said one of his officers. But Elijah the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in the bedroom. Hallelujah. Go find out where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men and capture him. The report came back. He is in Dothan. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. There they went by night and surrounded the city. Now look at this. Said they wanted to capture Elijah. Hallelujah. Let's go further. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early in the morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, no, my Lord, what shall we do? This is Elijah's servant, what will we do? Look, we are surrounded by these people. So the servant is afraid. What shall we do? And believe me, this servant has seen a lot of things, that miracles and things that Elijah has done. But now the servant was afraid. Was very afraid because he looked like he's surrounded. He looked right, he said surrounded. All over the chariots. Just like right now in this time and season, I spoke about Goshen. Hallelujah. People are surrounded by all this darkness. But with the darkness around, you are what? You are in the day, the light. And that day is Jesus Christ. That's why Psalm 91 says, 1,000 before at your side, 10,000, but it will not come near you. Only with the eyes shall you see the reward of the wicked. So the servant, let's go back to the scripture, is afraid. Then Elijah said, don't be afraid. The prophet answered, those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Don't be afraid. Sometimes the pastors, the apostles will be preaching, or someone said, don't be, you okay? You said, but what does this person mean, you okay? You know, you said, I call this person for prayer, and I call this person, I want to hear a better prophecy. I want to hear a better word. And the person was there saying, that's okay, you fine, it is well. Sometimes we say to our people, it is well. And you don't understand, I just called Apostle Marco, and she said, it is well. What's wrong with all these things happening to me? What is he, why is he saying, I'm going to call someone else, because I don't have to look what's going on, because that person is walking by fear. So that person cannot receive that word that I give them because they have to have faith to receive the word that I give them, that came from God. And so you see, God, this servant is afraid. And then Elijah, so I want you to know, let me say this to you. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Those who are with us, you, the servant, the son and daughter of the King of Kings, God is with you. His angels are camped around you. Don't be afraid. I don't care what's going on. Look unto God. And Elijah prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. The Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Hallelujah. Do you know how many angels, how many angels are surrounding you? Do you know? But I pray you be a wall of fire around you, that when the enemy come run, do not be afraid. When God gave you assignment, he gave you the grace. With that package of grace comes supernatural divine protection. Amen. So I want you to take from this word this morning. I know many of you thought I was going to go down to the story of the Lazarus, but the Lord gave me just this to give you. Don't be afraid of the noise. When Jesus answered, he said, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. When you walk in the day, Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. You walk in the day. That means you walk in your purpose, your assignment. Hallelujah. And God opens your eyes to see all that's surrounding you, and he protects you. He protects you. So you can go in that lion's den. When you walk in the day, you walk in his will. I'm talking about spiritual day. You walk in his will. When you walk in the night, you're not walking in his will. Spiritual night, that means you are into evil and negativity, so there's no light. Jesus is the light of the world. That same light is in you. That grace, that light to do your assignment is right there. Do not be afraid. Hallelujah. When God gives you an assignment, he gives you grace. There's a song that when Jesus say yes, no man can say no. Whatever who he calls, he equips. He will take care of the things. Everything he called you to do, he got you. He takes care of you. You know why? Because he gets the glory, not you, not me. God, Jesus don't want everybody to say, if I had not done this for an apostle, where would her ministry be? If I had not done this, or if I had not done this for this person, what would happen? That's what people say. People say all kinds of things because they have placed themselves in the position of being God. When you say, if it wasn't for me, that means you have shifted your position to say now you have taken the place of God, because you see, you got all the power, you got everything. Without you, nothing will happen. That's what you're saying. That's what you can say. It's because of me. It's because of me this person got this. It's because of me this person got healed. It's not because of you. Because the healing power comes from God. The life, the breath we breathe comes from God. Yes, we got friends, we got families to help us on the way of our journey. But God is the one who gives the family and the friends the strength. God is the one who speaks to the heart to be a blessing. If God tonight gives members of the ministry a thing, a job, a thing to be a blessing, they cannot be a blessing. So is that because, or it's because of me? Never say that. Be afraid of the Lord. What thing is you have? The fear of the Lord. Don't say that. Because it is God who does everything. Amen. In the name of, so never take credit. Always give that credit unto the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Every assignment come of a special grace. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is sure. I can't even say this. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Grace. Grace, grace, grace. There's something that's been going on, but the Lord is going to expose and explode. I just hear the Spirit of the Lord say, expose and explode. Expose and explode. But God is for you. Who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We need more of your grace to do all that you have called us to do. Thank you for your word. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray that each and every one of you have a wonderful and a blessed day. Stay in the presence of the Lord. God has released grace for you to do all that he has called you to do. Use that grace. Do not be fearful. God bless you. In Jesus' name. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We love you. God bless you.
And you find yourself broken.